Hey, grown-ups! We are so incredibly grateful to you for listening to Story Pirates. Season 6 was really, really fun to make, and we're so excited for Season 7 right around the corner. To help us make the Story Pirates podcast the best it can be, we've created a short survey for our listeners, and we'd really, really appreciate it if you could take a few minutes to fill it out. You'll be able to tell us what you like about the Story Pirates podcast and what you'd like to see us do in the future. To fill it out, just go to realm.fm/kids. That's realm, spelled R-E-A-L-M, .fm/kids. And as a thank you, everyone who fills it out can enter to win a prize pack from a whole bunch of different kids' podcasts, including Story Pirates! Pretty cool. Again, that website is realm.fm/kids. Thank you.
Now back to the show.
Hey, grown-ups. If you're a fan of comedy, there's a brand new podcast from our friend Justin Bartha that I wanted to tell you about. You may remember Justin from episode 7 this season. He's the treasure hunter at the Met. And as you heard, a seriously funny actor. Justin's show is called King of the Egg Cream, and in addition to Justin, it has just the most incredible cast. Again, this show's just for grown-ups and probably older kids. Grown-ups, you can take a listen yourself and see what you think. But if you're a fan of hilarious stuff and well-told stories, you will probably like King of the Egg Cream. Here's a taste.
This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune in to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to the show.
A 1, 2, 3. Did you ever see a podcast floating down the lane? Did it ever kiss you hello?
Welcome back to the Story Pirates podcast. Peter Ketch!
Thanks, Lee. What is this?
That is a volleyball.
Oh, I thought it was a very tiny moon.
Well, sort of the same thing.
I guess so.
You know, the Story Pirates take stories written by kids and we turn them into awesome radio plays. Today is no different. We're going back into the archives to play you some of our favorite stories from days of yore.
It's true, Lee, and today is no different. Today's story was written by a then sixth grader from Oak Hills, California. Her name is Tori Fernandez, and her story is called Volleyball in the Future and the Past.
That sounds like an amazing story.
It is an amazing story. I want to hear it.
If there's two things I love, it's sports and time travel.
Ugh, I agree.
But before we hear the Story Pirates adaptation of that story, let's hear the original story that Tori sent in to us that we adapted.
Read it, Lee. Read it.
Here we go. Volleyball in the Future and the Past by Tori Fernandez. When Tori was sleeping in bed, she was dreaming about playing volleyball in the future. When her coach Tim told her to pay attention to the ball, the coach distracted her. When she looked back, the ball came straight to her head and she got knocked out and woke up in the past. When Tori went back in the past, she saw her friend dressed really funny looking, like they used to wear in the past. I knew who she was, but I didn't think she would know me. She wore this weird volleyball outfit that looked like white bloomers and a waistband that came with it. When she woke up again, she went back to the present, and her friend came to visit her to have a play date. And also, she played volleyball with her friend in the backyard. The end.
Whoa
is right.
I want to play volleyball in every time period.
Well, first, let's hear the Story Pirates adaptation of Tori Fernandez's story, Volleyball in the Future and the Past.
And that whistle marks our halftime, Cats versus Dolphins. Coaches, you may address your teams.
All right, ladies, circle up. Great hustle out there.
Thanks, coaches.
That's right. That's right. I'm Tim, your coach. Now, ladies, don't forget, you're out there to play a volleyball game, especially you, Tori.
You got it, coach.
And always remember that I'm your coach, Coach Tim.
Cool.
Now, I want you to remember to keep sight of the ball, don't lose touch with the ground for more than a second or two, and never, ever forget that right now, Tori's asleep, and we're all in the future.
What was that?
All right, break! Let's remember to hustle out there, girls! Let's go!
All right, serving first are the cats!
Hey, Veronica, did you hear what Coach Tim just said?
What, about you being asleep and that we're all in your dream world and that this is a volleyball game of the future?
Yeah, something like that?
Nope, you must be imagining things. Here, why don't you serve this anti-gravity volley sphere over that space net to that team of genetically engineered robo-humans?
I'm a volleyball, but I also have feelings.
What? This really is a game of the future.
Well, if you're just gonna stand there, I'll serve. 0-0. Hup!
So, if I'm dreaming, and this is the future, that means that if I wake up...
Tori, pay attention to the ball!
Huh?
I said, watch the ball!
Oh, where am I?
Tori, you just got hit in the head with a volleyball. But don't worry, it's halftime.
At that whistle marks our halftime, Cats versus Dolphins. Coaches, you may address your teams.
Hey ye, young dames and lassies of ye old volleyball team.
We hear ye, Tim.
I beseech you. Yea or nay, the game in which we partake beeth one of the ball in volley.
Yay!
Tori?
Yay?
A charm. Yea or nay, I beeth your leader and advisor, and I may be summoned by my common name, which hath been decreed as Coach Tim.
Yay!
Tori?
Yay?
Likewise. Now, doth not forget, ye young athletes, that this match in which we doth partake beeth a revolution, and that said revolution beeth a glorious one, and most of all, that Tori hath been knocked unconscious by a volleyball, and now we're all in the past.
Wait a second. I've woken up in the...
Fie! Engage, young damsels, in the hurly-burly of this game of volley.
And serving first doth be the cats.
Hey, Veronica, did you hear what Coach Tim just said?
You doth I did.
What?
You bet I did. And he's right. You have been hit in the head by a volleyball and totally woke up in the past. It's volleyball. Check out our cool uniforms.
Veronica, you're wearing white bloomers with a stretchy waistband.
Yeah, and so are you. Serving 0-0. Hup!
She's right! I'm wearing bloomers, too!
Tori, stop with the examination of your robes and maintain watch of the accursed volleyball!
Huh?
I said, watch thine ball!
Huh? What's going on? Where am I?
Morning, honey. You're in bed. You must have been dreaming.
Hey, Mom. I guess I was. I was dreaming about volleyball in the future and the past.
Well, now you're in the present. And your friend Veronica came over for a play date.
Hey, Tori, want to play volleyball in the backyard?
Sure.
And that whistle marks the end of our story. Coach's closing remarks.
Girls, I just want to say how proud I am of you. You really know how to play this game, which is volleyball.
Coach Tim.
Now, as I always say, tally-ho and sally forth, you two!
Oh, and don't forget your bloomers.
And don't forget me, your volleyball.
Maybe we should take up hockey.
The end!
And now Lee speaks with the author herself, Tori Fernandez.
Hi, Tori.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good.
Where are you right now?
I'm in my house. I'm about to go to church soon.
Oh, cool. And you live in California, right?
Yeah.
Where in California?
Oak Hills.
And how do you like Oak Hills?
It's okay. We have a really big yard to play in, so...
Could be worse. I live in New York. I've never seen a yard before.
Well, in our yard, we have, like, fruits and, like, fruit trees and all that, so...
Are you kidding me? That's like a dream come true. You can just go out to your yard and pick fruit from a tree?
Well, my sisters do that, and my chickens. They run around the yard all the time.
You have chickens?
Yeah.
How many?
Well, we had 7, but 2 of them are gone now because we think the coyotes took them.
You have coyotes too? Do you live like in the wilderness?
No, but it kind of feels like it.
Do you guys eat the eggs that the chickens lay?
Yeah.
So you never have to go to the store to buy eggs?
No.
Do the chickens have names?
Yeah, we named them princess names.
Oh, awesome. What are they?
One's Aurora, Ariel, Jasmine, Anastasia, Princess, Queenie, Little Red.
What part of California is Oak Hills in?
In the high desert.
So you have chickens and coyotes and fruit trees and you're in the desert.
My mom wants a goat.
What?
What does she want a goat for?
To milk it.
Is that her laughing?
Yeah.
Do you think it's going to happen?
Well, I don't know, but she really wants one.
Are you going to give the goat a princess name?
Maybe Snow White, because it might be white.
There you go. I think Snow White is a really funny name for her goat. So, Tori, you wrote the story Volleyball in the Future and the Past.
Yes.
You were in the sixth grade when you wrote it.
I'm going to eighth grade now.
How did you get the idea for your story?
Volleyball was my favorite sport, and I used to get hit in the head with the volleyball most of the time. So it was kind of embarrassing, but I got through it. And I just thought, well, maybe since I get hit in the head with volleyball so many times, maybe I could use that in my story, like get hit in the head and then go back in time and then get hit in the head and again and then like wake back up in the future. It's kind of like you're passing out and dreaming about something else.
Oh my gosh, that is so funny. I really love your story. Do you still write stories?
Well, sometimes I write songs in my room.
That's cool. What's your process like for writing songs?
Well, sometimes, like, when I'm bored, I just, like, write something in the songs of how I feel sometimes. Or if you see something, you just want to write about that or something like that.
Do you find that you tend to write more songs when you're feeling a certain way, like... Do you write more songs when you're happy or when you're sad or you're, like, angry or...
Yeah, sometimes, but not the angry part. I just keep that inside me.
Like, when you get hit in the head with a volleyball, are you like, I'm so angry, I need to write a song about that?
No.
Tori, thank you so much for talking to me today.
Bye.
Thanks to all of you out there for listening to today's podcast. And if you want to help us spread the word, please rate us on iTunes and leave a comment. Special thanks to Tori's mom, Michelle, and to Sirius XM Radio. If you want to see Story Pirates perform live, we'll be in Philadelphia at World Cafe Live on September 20th, in Whittier, California on October 4th, in Glen Ellyn, Illinois, also on October 4th, and in Baltimore, Maryland on October 12th. Plus, we have shows coming up this fall in the Los Angeles area, and nearly every Saturday in Midtown Manhattan, where kid authors get to see their stories come to life on stage. Details and tickets are all at storypirates.org. While you're there, check out our amazing school programs and buy a t-shirt. When we come to your school this fall, we want to see you wearing your very own Story Pirate shirt. It's all at storypirates.org. Please remember to friend us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Tumblr. And of course, subscribe to this podcast on iTunes. And we'll see you next time.
Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is brought to you by Paramount Pictures' new big-screen family comedy adventure, If. Set within the magical world of imaginary friends, IF's fantastically fun, original story entertains audiences of all ages and delivers a comedy packed with lots of laughs and heart. IF is in theaters May 17th. Personally, I'm looking forward to seeing IF because of all the weird, wild, and funny characters. I saw the trailer, and there's this weird banana-looking character that you can only see in the trailer for like a second, but I'm obsessed. What's that guy's deal? I cannot wait to find out. Plus, if you know me, you know I like a stacked cast, and this one has got it all. Ryan Reynolds, John Krasinski, Kaylee Fleming, Fiona Shaw, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Louis Gossett Jr., and Steve Carell. A-list much? Not to mention that IF also has my personal favorite actor of all time. That's right, Jon Stewart. I am excited to see this movie, not least of all, because I'd like to see and or hear Jon Stewart on the big screen. From visionary director John Krasinski, IF is about a girl who discovers that she can see everyone's imaginary friends. It's the perfect movie to see with the whole family and takes audiences on a magical big screen adventure filled with heart and hilarious laughs that are meant to be shared. Best of all, IF celebrates the power of a child's imagination, which, you know, sounds pretty good to me. See IF in theaters May 17th. Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by DoorDash, where you can get $0 delivery fees on eligible orders with Dash Pass, and new members get a 30-day free trial.
Hey, Peter.
Hey, Lee.
What you doing?
Just waiting for a delivery.
Oh, that's cool. What are you getting?
It's here. Thank you.
Delicious sushi. Aren't you going to eat it now?
Oh, no. I'm waiting for a delivery.
I thought that was your delivery.
Another delivery. It's here. Thank you.
What's that delivery?
Groceries.
Want help putting them away?
Thanks, but not yet. I'm waiting for a delivery.
Another delivery?
It's here! Thank you!
Peter, why are you getting...
It's here! Thank you!
This seems like a lot
it's
of...
It's here! Thank you!
Peter, why do you keep getting so many deliveries?
It's too easy! I can't stop!
Well, what's that delivery you just got?
Oh, more sushi?
Wow, I guess getting that many deliveries makes you hungry.
You have no idea.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.